Pinoy.
I only gave him yung eldest ko ng ice cream just recently kasi na-invite siya sa isang party and he doesn't know what's the flavor of an ice cream. So I have to introduce it. So even with that, because it was so late na na-introduce sa kanya, he would not really have that urge. So even if he sees there's ice cream in the fridge, he would not have the urge to pick it up. That's not his first thing.
Taliwas sa ibang mga bata, nakatikim pero hindi nakahiligan ng 5 taong gulang na anak ng accountant na si Stella Balagot mula Sydney ang ice cream. Dahil hindi ito inintroduce sa kanila, lalo na sa mas bata nitong anak na 2 taong gulang. Kwento niya, pinili nitong hindi i-introduce ang mga tinatawag na junk food sa mga anak dahil gusto niyang maintindihan ng mga bata na dapat ay bigyan lamang ng tamang nutrisyon ang katawan. Ibinahagi din ito ang pamamaraan kung paano na-introduce ang mga masustansyang pagkain para iwas sa sakit.
So whenever it's meal time, whatever we cook for the family, for the adults, I give them that kid version. For example, if we have chicken for the adult, as long as yung sodium content or your sugar content nung pagluto nung chicken is lesser for the child version, so yun lang yun. So if we have soup, then we give them soup. Like, we put the soup into the rice and we just give them that option.
Ang pagsisikap ng inang si Stella sa kanyang mga anak ang gusto ng mga eksperto na pamarisan ng mga magulang. Dahil ayon sa dating Pangulo ng World Heart Federation na si Professor Fausto Pinto, ang pangunahing sanhi ng pagkamatay sa buong mundo ay ang sakit sa puso. At ito ay isang hamong pangkalusugan na mas lalong lumala.
In 2021, there were 20.1 million people that died of cardiovascular disease at the global level. 2019 were 18.6. So unfortunately, the prevalence of disease and the global mortality is actually increasing. And why is this happening? Well, and it's even a little bit more disturbing because we know what can cause cardiovascular disease. 80% of cardiovascular disease is potentially preventable. We have what we call the risk factors that are well known, like smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, meaning high fat in the blood, diabetes. There are many conditions that we know can affect the cardiovascular system and be responsible for cardiovascular diseases.
Dagdag naman ng Professor of Cardiology sa University of London na si Riaz Patel. Sa kasaysayan, ang paninigarilyo at iba pang mga hamong pangkalusugan ang nagdudulot ng sakit sa puso. Ngunit ngayon, dumami na ang iba pang mga panganib tulad ng diabetes at sobrang timbang dahil sa junk food.
It's a challenge that you can find junk food pretty much as we sort of colloquially call it in every part of the world, but finding fresh, healthy, cooked food is actually much more difficult. And that, again, links into the concerns about how food availability is the biggest problem that countries face.
Ang junk food, ayon sa World Health Organization, ang sanhi ng maraming sakit. Ito ang mga pagkaing nagpapataas ng enerhiya, subalit mababa sa nutrisyon, mataas sa taba o trans fat, at puno ng asukal o matatamis. Halimbawa sa mga pagkain ito, ang cakes, biscuits, chocolate, mga fast food kasama dito ang chips, burgers, pizzas, processed food tulad ng sausage, bacon at hotdog, matatamis na inumin tulad ng sports, energy at soft drinks, pati ang alcoholic drinks ng mga nakakatanda. Inamin ang inang si Stella dahil malaking hamon din ang pagpapakain ng tama at masustansyang pagkain sa mga anak. Lalo't nagbabago ang kanilang mga gusto. Para matiyak ito, nakipag-ugnayan ito sa behavioral therapist at dietitian.
We're working on it to give him some options. So with kids, it's all about giving them the authority to make certain choices. And so even if we're giving them with potato, we ask them, which potato would you want? Just giving them options and authority. We've worked with behavioral therapists as well as dietitian for my son because I was worried at one point na, masyado ng dry foods yung gusto niya, ayaw na niya nung soup. With that one, they've been very open to us by saying it's okay to allow them with sensorial, but we keep introducing food to them that are healthy.
Natutunan din ito na dapat ipagpatuloy ang pagbibigay ng healthy options na pagkain sa mga bata.
There's a rule that you may have to introduce food 18 to 20 times before they try it again. So we just keep giving them healthier options because at the end of the day, it's all about that solid foundation of them understanding that they have the authority of their body and they need to see how their body being filled with nutrition.
Sa pagkakataong ito, binigyang diin ni Professor Patel na kinakailangang paigtingin ang pagpapatupad ng public health policies upang hikayatin na gawin ang healthy lifestyle, kasama dito ang pag-iwas sa junk food.
Even in developing countries, you can have someone on a scooter come and deliver it to you. You don't even need to work those calories to go and get that food. So these are real concerns that need to be addressed, but it has to be done in an economically viable way that allows our economies to continue to function but doesn't penalize, you know, the companies that are trying to do good, but perhaps putting restrictions on those activities that although they may make money and generate tax revenues are actually ultimately harmful for the population.
Sa pananaw naman ng inang si Stella Balagot, malaki ang posibilidad na darating ang araw na ma-introduce sa kanyang mga anak ang pagkaing junk food. Subalit gusto lang nitong maintindihan ng mga bata na mahalagang kumain ng tama at masustansyang pagkain kasabay ng pag-eehersisyo para iwas sa sakit.
When a child would grow up, you would always find those options introduced to you by peers. So, mangyayari at mangyayari din naman yon. So, why make it early, diba? So, establish them with a strong foundation about food.
Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Laging tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Sheila Joy Labrador.
Healthy Pinoy.